to the ISIS Americas podcast for Thursday, 2nd of March, 2017. I'm your podcast host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by senior editor, David Love. Hello, David.
Hello, David. Thank you very much.
David covers the styrene market for ISIS, and today we're going to talk about a few things that were mentioned during the benzene podcast, which are the turnarounds for some of the plants. Could you give a recap of that by chance?
Absolutely. The U.S. styrene market has entered March with really tight supply, as three plants are currently down for maintenance. Two of these plants are down for extended maintenance after problems were discovered during routine planned turnarounds. SABIC declared force majeure on the 1st of February on the styrene it receives from a joint venture with Total Petrochemicals at the 1.1 million ton a year COSMAR facility in Carville, Louisiana. The producer informed customers at that time about an equipment failure that will impact the facility's capability to produce styrene until sometime this summer. They weren't even pinning it down. They just said sometime this summer. About half of COSMAR's production is affected by this outage. The turnaround at the COSMAR facility began in the middle of January, and it was supposed to be back online by the end of February.
And the other plant turnaround?
Yes, America's Styrenics, or AmSty, announced in mid-February that they were extending their turnaround until sometime in the second quarter. The styrene line, with a capacity of 450,000 tons a year, was originally scheduled to be back online in early February. And the already tight, the already tight U.S. styrene market is in the process of getting even tighter as NEO Styrolution's 450,000 ton a year Texas City styrene plant in Texas was in the process of being taken down on the 1st of March for a planned turnaround.
With yesterday's turnaround, what would that put the U.S.'s current capacity at for styrene?
Well, let me put it to you this way. When we had the first two outages, that affected 21% of total capacity. With yesterday's, we're now up to 30% of total U.S. capacity that's down.
And are there any assumptions on when the capacity will return to normal?
Well, some are saying it won't happen until the summer because of SABIC, who has said, you know, they won't even pin a month down. They're saying they're going to be down until sometime this summer.
Now, this was primarily due to the fact, these extended turnarounds, that is, due to the fact that quite a few of these facilities are a bit old.
That's exactly right, David. A lot of these plants are like 20 years old, and, you know, that being the case, when they're taken down for routine maintenance, a lot of times other problems are discovered at that time, which have to be repaired. And, you know, market contacts are saying that, you know, these types of situations are going to continue to occur until new styrene plants are built in the country.
And are we taking in any styrene from overseas by chance?
Really good question. The U.S. typically only imports styrene from Canada, but because of the fact that U.S. styrene prices have jumped so quickly, the U.S. has become a primary destination for cargoes from Asia and Europe, specifically Asia, and even specifically Korea has been shipping styrene to the U.S.
And how's that affecting prices?
These two extensions, maintenance extensions were announced literally at the end of January, like consecutively. And since that time, U.S. spot prices have surged by 26%. And so that's a big jump in a short period of time. And, you know, that caught the attention of the world. And like I said, that's what has affected, you know, the U.S. becoming an importer of styrene, which was certainly on no one's radar prior to that time. And if I may, I'll say that the jump on styrene is having an impact on downstream markets. You could look at polystyrene, you could look at expandable polystyrene, acrylonitrile butadiene styrene, or ABS. It's affecting several markets. It's affecting the benzene market, as you said earlier. So,
thanks for the update, David.
Yes, thank you, David. It was a pleasure. Thanks very much.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you're interested in more information on what's happening in the styrene market or any of the other markets that ISIS covers, be sure to visit ISIS.com and be sure to listen to the next podcast.